So, hi, it's a happy Saturday from Ballybottle, North Dublin, just outside my wee glass house. I've just been listening to Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold on Twitter, and Bernie had given a wish list to Mark Rock, at Mark Rock, the face of Audio Boo, I think it's fair to say. Bernie had a wish list, and mine is extremely different. So here's my two. Now, I might do a meander somewhere in between all of this, but please bear with me, and we'll get to the end of it. So my first one is when I publish a audio boo and my account is not connected to Twitter, I can't get the URL of it to send out on Twitter or to email to somebody. Does that make sense? Very, very simply, if I mention Bernie in a post, generally speaking, what I tend to do is I tend to want to let Bernie know before anybody else does that I've mentioned him in an audio boo. So I want to just, and I can do it very easily on the iPhone, copy, paste into an email, "Hi Bernie, mentioned you here, I think it's about the third or fourth minute. Just an FYI, there you are, good luck to you." Okay, my second one is the link between my own personal Audio Boo account and iTunes. Now, I know, or as far as I know, I'm open to correction or correct me if I'm wrong, whichever you like, as polite as I can say this. I know Audio Boo, for example, comes under technology, or podcast, I think was. Anyhow, I'm not far off the mark. So because Audio Boo comes under technology or podcasting in iTunes, I come under Audio Boo, therefore I come under podcasting rather than garden specific. That's number one. The second thing is that I wanted to set up an iTunes account specifically for the Sodcast, which is the once a week new garden radio show, inverted commas, that I'm trying to do, which concises or compacts every single thing I've done during the week into the one blast with a bit of news and hints and tips and yakety yak. Go have a listen, see what you think. That's not the point of it. The point is I wanted to take the once a week show and put it into an iTunes account solo and keep the, so if, let's say on the split side of it, if I do a blog post on geraniums, you're not particularly interested in geraniums per se. All I want to do is take the audio boo, embed it into the geranium post. Grand. Pause it there. Now go back. In the once a week show, the Sodcast, I turn around and go, "Look, I was talking about geraniums. You want to go listen to it? The link is up there in the blog." Bam. So there's a difference between my Audio Boo FM account and my iTunes account. So my iTunes account is the once a week show only. Now, the Backpage Football guys, Kevin Coleman, they have done it, and they've done it really well. Now, as Bernie and Brian said, look, if content is king, which it is, and you get that right, you should have no problems. This is the bit where I'm winding off slightly, but bear with me, I'll come back around full circle. I think the Backpage Football guys got that absolutely spotty dog. But when I spoke to Kev, what he said to me was, Kevin Coleman of Backpage Football, who doesn't actually do the podcast, but he's an intelligent techie guy, he said to me, "Look, take the MP3 link for your audio boo, your weekend podcast, and put it as the first line in your WordPress blog account." And I went, "Fine, okay." Now he said, "Second thing you do is you go to Feedburner," which I have. He said, "Set up another one." Fine, I do that. Now, with a new category set up on my blog for podcasts, I then RSS that category. I take the RSS link of that category and put it into the feed burner, and I click I'm a podcaster. Then you upload your artwork, and bam, all of a sudden, iTunes is identifying your once a week podcast show or whatever I put into the blog as the first link line MP3 file, which is Audio Boo. You getting all of this? It's a podcast, you can rewind it back, it's fine. But basically, what we've done is exactly the same, theoretically, as, that's a horse in the background, exactly the same as the Backpage Football guys, while still keeping my Audio Boo account, because it still has relevance, but I'm using Audio Boo and iTunes together individually. Now, if I can figure out how to do that, it still comes back to content is king, But I'm now using Audio Boot to give me the MP3 link. Is that making sense? And the whole thing is that when you click on to iTunes, Peter Donegan, whatever it's going to be, it's you get me? Anyhow, they're the two things that I needed, they're the two things that I wanted, they're the two things that I would like. I do also agree with Bernie, and there's a problem in my eyes at this moment, in my eyes, ish, to an extent, in Audio Boo, because it seems to me that some people are using Audio Boo not for the reasons that I am into it. I think that's fair to say. So I get a nice sounding Scottish girl saying rude words on the Audio Boo quite regular, and she hits the populars. Now, I'm not interested particularly in Britney Spears type podcasters who say the right things, like some kind of Jeffrey Archer novel. What I want to actually do is cipher between the guy who's telling me that he's eating cake at 4 a.m. and the girl who's coming on with a lovely accent saying delightfully rude words, but is popular because she's doing that. Right, fine. And I want to get into, I like listen to, as silly as it sounds, Dave Miliband. Like, you know, he's fine. Don't exactly want to listen to Boris Johnson, but you get where I'm coming from. I like the history stuff. I like to hear that Bernie's in the zoo. I like Brian Greene's stuff. It's intriguing. It's interesting. That's the kind of stuff I want to get. I want to get the story, the intrigue, the sounds in the background, all of that stuff. And I can't seem to find a way in between there to decipher in between the crap is the best way to explain it. So the first question is there a button that you can have where you can go report this boo? That's the first one. And the second one is if it could be just categorized into, look, I'm just having a crack, random or otherwise. Now, I don't mind if there's category there or not. I like the simplicity of Audio Boo, but I wouldn't mind if I could kind of go, look, I'm in a mood for reading, you know, about Russian history and arts 1847 to 1927, for example, and then separate it in between some guy singing Ole Ole after Ireland qualify for the World Cup or the European Championships again. That's how hypothetical I'm being. So there's my bit of a wish list. I don't really have anything more. I don't really have anything more to say. And I hope that's come across in the way I intended it. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts. But if nothing else, Bernie, I think you've created conversation. I think it's also, I think the fact that I did the talk with yourself and Mark at the .conf in the National College of Ireland, I think it's probably allowed me to have, if nothing else, apologies, there's a bit of wind going down the phone, nothing else, extremely intelligent conversations with guys like Brian Greene and yourself where I'm learning. And learning all the time, which is a great thing, it's a good thing. So, you know, to those guys who've actually helped me from the start, thanks, and have a happy Saturday, and I'll talk to you all later on. Okay, bye.